All right. What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is Wednesday, April 3rd of 2024. Looking ahead, we have an 8-game NBA main slate tonight. We have a 5-game MLB main slate with plenty of action going on early in the day here. We have a 5-game NHL slate, and then we have golf teeing off early tomorrow morning. So it should be a fun day of DFS. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew. I am one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions. You get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there's a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. So can't say enough good things about the Discord. With that said, we do the show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern. We do the show on Saturdays at 11 a.m. Eastern. So tune in and get your questions answered. But with that said, going to pull up the SaberSim app here. And we're going to start with questions that came in the Discord, as always. Looks like we have three questions here to get us going. But if you guys have more questions, now is always a good time to get those in the queue. All right. First question here from Sammy. And Sammy said, looking at prior contest flashbacks and comparing the ROIs from the top winning lineups versus the ones from the right being negative, how does that translate to a DFS process? Thanks. Okay, I'll give this one my best shot. I think I kind of know what you're talking about. So, you know, you're going to see this from time to time where, you know, negative ROI lineups are winning contests. And it's not to say that, you know, those lineups never win, right? Because if they never won, then they would have negative 100% ROI, right? So the fact that, you know, it's negative 15%, negative 20%, that means that they win some amount of the time. But on average, over a 100,000 sample size, they are losing more than they are winning. So, you know, the hard part here is it's hard to know when it's going to win, right? Like, ultimately, the slate plays out one time. You know, it could play out in an exponential amount of different ways here. And you don't know which way that's going to be. So, you know, at the end of the day, we really can't predict that. That's, you know, the variance of sports and things like that. So the best thing to do is just avoid that scenario and just be like, hey, I know if I play this negative ROI lineup enough times that I'm going to lose money over the long term here. So it's better to just avoid those negative ROI lineups and to play positive lineups and wait for those times where you do indeed win, right? So that's kind of what we're talking about here. It's like, you know, I like to use like a poker example, like, hey, 2-7 is the worst hand in poker. Well, that doesn't mean it never wins, right? Sometimes, you know, it flops trips. Sometimes, you know, it gets a full house or, you know, gets like a one card straight or something like that. Like, it will win some amount of the time, but it is impossible to predict when it's going to win. And rather than trying to guess, it is better to just avoid playing that hand altogether and focus on hands that are, you know, longer term, expected to win. And that is the same thing with lineups. You want to play lineups that have good positive ROIs because, you know, if you played enough times, then you will win with that lineup on average. All right. Good question there to get us going. Next question here. When playing a 3-max lineup game on FanDuel, what is the best contest sims to use? I would say the contest sim for that contest, right? So, like, if I go to FanDuel for tonight, and I go to MLB, I go to the main slate later this evening. You know, we're going to have most of the contests as far as GPPs go in the lists here in the all contest tab. We won't have all of them, but we will have a lot. So if I go down here and I want to look at 3-maxes, you know, there is a $3 3-max. There is a $5 3-max. There are, you know, some other ones that are really close in the ballpark, right? Like a $2 5-max. $12 5-max, you know, we even have some higher dollar 2-entry contests, like $65, et cetera here. So I would just check the all contest list to see if your contest is in here. And then, you know, if it is, right, say you're playing this $5 3-max, just come and right click on the contest. It will select the right set of field lineups. It'll enter the contest size. We can't download the contest data on FanDuel the way we do for DraftKings. So these percent to first and percent entries paid are estimates to the best of our knowledge of these price structures. The price structures do change, so it can change. So just be aware of that. But we do our best to estimate those as closely as possible based on historical contests here. So just be aware of that. You can double check it if you want. But hopefully your contest is here in the list. If not, then I would just create one like, hey, you know, my contest isn't in the list. Well, then you can just go to the contest sim settings, go to add contest sim, and you could fill in all this data yourself, right? Fill in the contest size. You can calculate the percent to first by taking the price to first. So say if first is 100,000 and the prize pool is 300,000, then the percent to first would be 33%, 1 divided by 3, or 100,000 divided by 300,000. So first place divided by the prize pool, and then percent entries paid is the last position that gets paid. Say it's a 10,000 person contest, and 2,000th place is the last paid entry. That's the cash line. So then you would do 2,000 divided by 10,000, you would get your 20% entries paid. And then the number of sims, you can crank this up to 100,000 if you're doing it by default. It shows 50,000, but you can do up to 100,000. So I would just always set it to the max. All right. Another solid question there. That's our last question at the moment from Reaper. So good time to get any additional questions in. Question says, if I'm building a ton of lineups across multiple GPPs, single entry, 3 max, 20 max, 150 max, winner take all, etc., could it be profitable to build the entire set of lineups off the largest contest sim setting and just run unique random into everything? It's the mindset saying if it has an expected ROI in the largest contest, it should have a positive ROI in a smaller size contest. Is this flawed or EV thinking or negative EV thinking? What's the solution across so many GPPs if it is negative EV thinking? Okay, so this is a really good question. To be honest, this is how I build my lineups. I like to do it this way. I think that in NBA, it makes like a ton of sense with news breaking so late and late swaps and, you know, lineup changes and late scratches. So this is my preferred method. I'll just, you know, create a contest sim for the contest I care the most about, whether that be entry fees, price of first, you know, those things can be similar and, or like the same. And then I'll just use that like one contest sim for all of my lineups. What you could do if you don't like doing that is you could come in here and you could create all of your contest sims. So say I'm playing, you know, the wiffle ball, say I'm playing the pinch hit, say I'm playing the rally, right? I'm playing like these three contests. Okay, great. So I go to my contest sim settings. I see that I have all three contest sims. And then now I'm going to kick off some lineups, right? So like this is another example of doing this is you don't have to use just one contest sim. You could still use multiple contest sims within a single build here. And at least by using multiple contest sims, it's not going to add a ton of time as long as, you know, you're still building your lineups together, but it does give you a little bit more specificity as to which lineups are going into which contest. So what we're doing right now is we are building our lineups. And then after we build our lineups, we are going to run our contest sim. It's going to run all three contest sims simultaneously here. And I'm just going to cut off the build, like 3,000 lineups is plenty here. I forgot to lower it down to 500 just for the sake of time. So let's let these lineups load. And then I'm going to kick off our contest sim. All right. Really quickly, while this contest sim runs, question from Cheston. In the example you use for the three lineup question, if you do have to create your own, how should you adjust the field lineups? So what I would do is come in here and go to your contest sim settings. When you go to add contest sim, hover over this field lineups icon. When you click on it here, it's going to tell you the thresholds for the different contest sim metrics here. So like basically what it means is, hold on, let me find it here. All right. So there's different sets of field lineups, right? When you come in here, there's flagship, high stakes, low stakes, medium stakes. So high stakes here is anything that is a $100 entry fee or more. high dollar mid entry is a $100 entry fee and more than 20 entries. And then high dollar, high stakes MME is anything over $100 and 150 max. And then mid stakes, the medium stakes option here is anything between $35 and $100. The flagship is anything between $5 and $35. And then the low stakes is anything less than $5. Okay. So if you're playing a $5 three max, then that would be considered in the flagship. I would probably say single entry. You know, if you're going to do three max, I would categorize it as a single entry as opposed to a 20 max. So just a note for you there. All right. So this contest sim ran, so I could see that I have the contest sim data for all three of the contests. So let's say that, you know, I'm playing these three contests, which I picked were a 150 max, a 150 max. I did 350 maxes, but basically what you would do is you would set the number of lineups to the number of lineups you need for a specific contest. And then I would come into my contest sim. I would come into my sorting metric dropdown. I would go to the first contest sim, sort by risk adjusted ROI, which is our recommendation. Once I'm satisfied with these 150 lineups, I go to save to my contests. If I have a lineup file here, I basically only check the contest that matches this contest sim, and then I fill those entries. And then I come back into the app, I trash these 150 lineups, that way they don't get reused. The builder's going to put in a new set of 150 lineups, and then I'm going to switch my contest sim metric to the next contest sim metric, and then I'm going to get a new 150 lineups optimized for this contest sim. And then I fill these, and then I go to my next contest sim, and then I do the same thing. So here I'm running all of my lineups together, but I'm using the different and individual contest sims to be more specific about which lineups go into which contest based on their sim ROI values or the risk adjusted ROI values. So here you're able to be a little bit more specific and you still ran all of your lineups together. So I think something for MLB, I think this makes a lot more sense. You know, lineups are out hours prior to lock, you know, usually like 3 hours before. So you have plenty of time to get that news in. You know, you're not going to get news like 5 minutes to lock. That's like absolutely going to change the slate here. So I think that that, you know, this process makes a lot more sense for a sport like MLB as opposed to a sport like NBA. But really good question. All right. With that said, looks like we're all caught up with questions here in both the Office Hours channel and the YouTube chat. So appreciate you guys tuning in. I will be right back here tomorrow, Thursday, 4 p.m. Eastern for our next show. So until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. I'll see you all. Thanks. Bye.